the Greek philosophers never resolved the issue. But 2 millennia later, a Swiss linguist seemed to have done so. In the 1910s, using an approach based in part on a comparison of different languages, he set out a strong case for the arbitrariness of language. Consider, for instance, the differences between ox and boeuf, the English and French words for the same animal. With few similarities between these and other such terms, it seemed clear to him that the sounds of words do not inherently reflect their meanings.